While the pandemic has faded from the radar for many, its effects continue to echo. We are on our way out of the pandemic, but we know this has lasting effects, said Dr. Howard Barbary, vice chair of the Waypoint Center for Mental Health Care. Barbary was speaking at the institution's annual report to the community on Friday afternoon. It was the first time since 2019 the report was presented in person, and the event was well attended by staff, affiliated health agencies, and local politicians. Dr. Nadia Sundarjee, president and chief executive officer of the Penetanguishene Hospital, said Waypoint is well positioned to provide exceptional patient-centered care to those suffering from mental illness. We have a lot to celebrate, including that we have been evolving our model of care. It will make sure we have the very best outcomes for patients and the best environment for our staff to work in, she said. New mental health survey data show those feeling the effects of inflation reported higher anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, and reliance on alcohol and cannabis. It's well known now mental health and substance abuse disorders are leading causes of disability in Canada, she said. The severity and complexity, along with gaps in access to evidence-based treatment, can lead to a 10 to 25-year reduction in life expectancy. Sundarjee said Waypoint is expanding services to meet the growing needs. Mental health hospitalization has gone up in the region by 21% in the past 4 years, said Sundarjee. You can imagine the pressure our colleagues face in emergency departments. So, we are doing everything we can to step up and support, she said. Waypoint responded by adding between 14 to 25 temporary acute mental health beds, including psychiatric intensive care unit, ICU, beds. Waypoint has now submitted a proposal to the Ministry of Health to make 20 permanent, including 5 ICU beds, the first in the region. The region was one of only 2 in the province that had no psychiatric ICU beds until the temporary ones opened, said Sundarjee. When the pandemic hit, hospitals put a lot of resources into expanding ICU beds, but no one has done that for mental health yet, she said. We are saying there is an inequity issue, and that is part of what we would solve. Dr. Alexander Cotterella, chief executive officer of the Canadian Centre on Substance Use and Addiction, was a guest speaker at the meeting. While there was a lot of media attention surrounding increased opioid overdoses and deaths during the pandemic, little was reported about increased alcohol consumption, Cotterella said. Alcohol abuse presents a significant societal cost in terms of partner violence, loss of work, and costs to the criminal justice and healthcare systems, he said. It's a myth that there is a safe level of alcohol use, he said, noting research shows a direct correlation between the amount of alcohol consumption and reduced life expectancy. To reduce the risk of harm from alcohol, it is recommended that people living in Canada consider reducing their alcohol use. Participants at the meeting also paid tribute to 2 long-serving members of the Waypoint community, John McCullough, outgoing board director, and Lorraine Smith, retiring vice president of corporate services and chief financial officer.